Morning, Lama Lama. Good morning, everybody. Geshe-la is here.
Good morning, please have a seat. Good morning, Tomasi. Good morning, Ramula. Good morning, Wills. Good morning, Karen David. Good morning, Chukila. How are you, Chukila?
I'm fine, Geshe-la. Thank you.
Yeah, if you get tired, take rest.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Julia. Susie, good morning. Katrina. Good morning, Nelly. Oh. Anybody watching on YouTube?
Not yet.
Oh yeah. So yeah, please think about all the people. Or the people in Texas who are not like having a lot of problems. So they're not just that, and also then every corner of the world, people are very much, their lives are very much impacted by this violence. All kinds of problems, you know, all kinds of problems related to the physical body. And problems that relate to the mind. So due to the magic that we are going to create by doing power practice, the very practice that we are about to do, it benefits all these people, free them from all the problem, whatever problem they're facing. Right this minute, whatever problem they are facing, so then please pray for them, okay? All the people back in Patagonia, so who are like, it seems like now they have rain, so risk of fires now. There's less risk of fires, less of wildfires, so because they have rains. It's good, so I think I'm sure that our prayer helps. Last Sunday prayer, I think it helps. Oh yeah. So then, need to rejoice deep down from your heart. So having this opportunity and deliberately, voluntarily, doing this practice, betterment of all living beings. And deep down from your heart, we must rejoice having these opportunities. Doing Dharma practice and try to develop our devotion towards Mother Tara by reciting Tara mantra and reciting 21 Tara praises with devotions. May our life will be precisely guided by Mother Tara till we reach full enlightenment. Due to this merit that we are about to create, may we be able to be born in Tara's pure land. Both allow. May our life will be blessed by Mother Tara till we reach full enlightenment and precisely guided by Mother Tara. So having this precious human life, this is the key thing. Because of this precious human life, you are able to learn the practice itself, and not just learn, then do, and learn, then do, you know, the practice. And with bodhicitta intentions, attitude that one should, we should have the attitude when we do the Tara practice. We should have, as I mentioned before many times, attitude that, you know, that you know the best, what is best for me. So we may have some idea what is best for me, but it's much, much different than Mother Tara knows what is best for me. So with that attitude, so then we try to devote ourselves to Mother Tara. Mother Tara through Mother Tara by doing the practice, okay, through the practice. So intention is critical. So all my friends here must rejoice that we are doing something very important, something very important. As I mentioned before, Lama Atisha, someone who knows every single practice that exists in Buddhism, not just know them inside out, know them very well, receive benefit simply reciting 21 Tara praises. If that is the case, or not reciting 21 Tara praises properly, that's kind of like huge loss. If Lama Atisha, somebody who's like, highly realizing being, and with knowledge, experiential, meditative experience of renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, realizing emptiness, receive benefit, reciting 21 Tara praises when he has some health problems. So then I thought, I must recite, because I can see, I can hear, I can read, I can think, I can learn. So this is the best opportunity that I will ever have. So I must use this opportunity to learn how to say Tara mantra, how to say 21 Tara praises, and with the devotions. You know? So that conversation is advice given to Lama Adisha by Mata Tara, very much inspired. You know, it's like source of inspirations why we should do Tara practice. Tara could suggest so many practices, so many other practices. So many other tantra practices Tara could suggest, but simply ask Lama Adisha to say 21,000 praises, or 10,000 times a day, something like that. Lama Adisha told Tara, you know, it's too long, I'm old, I can't do 10,000 a day. Then Tara taught this five line, 21,000 praises. Because Lama Adisha have devotions, Lama Adisha had devoted his life, for entire life, for Tara, and he has devotions. Whatever advice they give him by Tara, Lama Adisha took this in the heart, took the very serious in the heart. Then Lama Adisha managed to say short five line, 21 Tara praises, 10,000 times a day. Can you imagine that? Why these people kept commitment? Because they have devotions. Devotions. So, why Milajava built the 9-story building many, many times? Because of devotions. So we don't have, our devotions are not strong. No, we are, our hearts are like filled with doubt. No, our heart is filled with doubt. We don't believe that path will lead to somewhere else. We don't believe. We have doubt. So that becomes the obstacles, you know, to succeed. Or the doubts become the main obstacle to succeed. Succeed one into Tara practice. The doubt, having doubts, you know. So, the question is why Lama Adisha managed to say short line 10,000 times a day. Why? Driven by devotions. So if there's no devotions, so then that's how, yeah, we do practice here, there. But why there's no power in our practice? Why there's no power in our practice? Or that we don't, is what is lacking? Devotion is lacking. Devotion and mindfulness are lacking. That's why there, it seems like the practice that we do seems like there's not much power. What is lacking? Devotions and mindfulness. That's what is lacking. But there's something that we can develop. Certainly we can develop. It's not something we cannot develop. Otherwise, if there are no devotions, then it's like our heart become like hot desert. Nothing will grow. There will be no fruit. So it's the key. Devotion is the key. Devotion needs to go before, like mother. There's no mother, you cannot hope child. There will be no child if there's no mother. So devotion needs to go before, like mother. So then you can hope for child. There's a fruit. Result, you can hope. So this is critical, this is important, you know, so it's important. It can be built, can be developed. Okay, so with that, so then we do Tara praise. Then if you say with that kind of devotions and with mindfulness, then like, then it comes down to quality. Then may see Tara in dream, may have visions of Mother Tara, then able to see Tara like the Lama is used to see, like face to face. Tara may appear in your dream, may appear in your visions, may appear as a real person. So devotion is key, devotion. So Tepangundo mother Jebatis. Devotion needs to go like mother before. If you're hoping for child or fruit or result, person with no devotions, so then virtue will not grow. For example, seed that's already been burned, you cannot hope that seed will produce sprout. You can accept the sprout will grow from the seed, because no, the seed was burned. So then life becomes dry, very dry. You know, that's not devotion. So it's very important. Okay. Person without devotions, the virtues will not grow. Similarly, seed that was burned, it will never produce sprout, it will never produce result. Same thing. So then the devotion is key here, okay? So just to remind you, the devotion that you can develop devotion. So which Tara practice that we decide to do today?
Yes, so we're doing the practice that we would do for a Tara retreat. So, unless you wish something different.
So then all my friends here, now begin with the refuge and bodhicitta prayer.
So we'll start by chanting it in Tibetan once, and then read it in English twice.
Let's go. So, refuge and bodhicitta prayer. So, please visualize the Mata Tara space before you. Surrounded by all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattva, Dharma protector, Dhaka, Dhakini, Dhamma protector, all the deities, Dhaka, Dhakini, Dhamma protector. Or just visualize Tara, you know, if it's like a form of light. Your right side, all the male figure, including your father, if he's alive or deceased, doesn't really matter. All the male figure on the right side, all the female figure on the left side, so then all the animals, you know, all around yourself. Visualize. Appear as a human being, but in reality, you know, so they are like, if it is a dog, it's a dog, cat, reality. But it, for the special reason, so they appear as a human. So then you yourself leading all of them to take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, take refuge in this case, take refuge in the Mother Tara. Then after that, develop bodhicitta. So then when we finish refuge in bodhicitta prayer, then just visualize the replica of Mother Tara dissolved from your crown chakra into your center of your heart. Then light emitted from your body so that they touch each and every being around you, so they instantaneously liberated them from samsara. So then rejoice. Oh. Okay, so we should visualize that the five color light emitted from Tara's five points, crown, throat, heart, navel, sacral chakra, five colors, white, red, blue, yellow, green, emitted from Tara's body. So why we're doing refuge position prayers? Then dissolve into our body, purify all the physical sicknesses, mental difficulties, obstacles, increase lifespan, fortune, knowledge, realizations, meditation, meditative experience, if we have one, increase. Then after that, so then replica of Mother Tara dissolve to your crown chakras. So then light emitted again from your body. So then touch each and every being, instantaneously liberate them from samsara. So then you must rejoice what you have done. Oh yeah, so then something like that. Okay. So now say repetition Buddhist the prayer. Oh.
Sangye Chödang Sokhi Chönam La Jan Chubadu Dani Gyabsu Chi Dagi Jin Sok Ki Petso Nam Ki Dro La Sen Chi Sang Ye Du Pa Sho. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through practicing the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through practicing the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness.
That's gone now, after that, so then I assume that you did all the visualizations. So the replica of Mother Tara dissolved into you, the light image from your body, touch each and every being that you have been visualizing around you, instantaneously liberated. In the reality, so when you rethink, so that it just happened in your imaginations, but in reality, so that's not been liberated, Then you recite this note, you try to develop, you try to meditate on loving kindness, compassion, equanimity, so that not just waiting for somebody else, but I myself, cause them happiness. I myself liberate them from suffering, or like not just waiting for somebody else, that kind of. As that kind of determinations that I myself will cause them happiness, I myself liberate them from some suffering, cause of suffering, and extraordinary. Determination or intentions, okay? Oh, yeah. Therefore, immeasurable.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Should we continue with the another visualization, or should we just skip this?
Let's go on 1 second. Some of you may already receive Tara initiation from my teachers, or maybe Chinde Rinpoche, or my teachers. So in that case, you are given the permissions to visualize yourself as Tara. Every sadhana, comes with the self generation and front generations. So beginning of the sadhana, meditation on emptiness is critical. Without that, without meditation on emptiness, it's almost impossible to eliminate the sense of ordinary beings, notion of that you are somebody like very ordinary person with all kinds of problems, with that kind of notions that you are not going to succeed. In sadhana practice, you are not going to succeed. Sadhana practice is very much based on Vajrayana traditions. So the main obstacle is to this notion of ordinary beings with all kinds of problems. So you are not going to succeed. So therefore, every sadhana begin with meditation on emptiness. That's why. For the sake of knowledge, that's the only way you can eliminate the notion of ordinary being, or to develop or to generate divine pride. So one has to meditate on emptiness. Not just that, and offering, object, offerings, whom you are offering, all of that, you know, in order to see, in order to see just pure, Taparamchan, just pure. Environment where you are staying now is not something ordinary, it's just, you know, same like, you know, potala, paras, pure land. So therefore that the Sanskrit word Om Sambhavishna Savadam Sambhavishna Om, so that kind of leads, kind of guide us how to develop divine pride, okay? So when we think of a body, you know, there's a gross, subtle, very subtle body. Same like mind, gross, subtle, very subtle. So when we say Om, so actually we are visualizing body, speech, mind of the subtle body, not this gross body, subtle body. So for the sake of knowledge, and just keep that in mind, subtle body. So right now you have, may have no any clue. Subtle mind and subtle energy that actually cause the illusory body, rainbow body or illusory body. So direct causes energy, then indirect causes the very subtle mind. So according to the text, it says that we experience that very subtle mind when we sneeze, when we faint. There's a couple of occasions that we experience, but we are not, we are experiencing that without awareness, without awareness. So, we experience a short period of time without awareness, without awareness. If you wonder how or when you experience that, when you sneeze, when you faint, then during the power of sexual activity also you experience that, but there's no awareness. There's no awareness. Then time of death, of course you experience, but there's no, generally speaking, there's no awareness. That awareness needs to be developed. So anyway, when I say Om, so the body, speech, and mind, if you have some knowledge about that, subtle body, so they think about the body, speech, and mind of the subtle body. Then if not, so then you can just think about your body, speech, and mind. Om, Sambhava, nature, Shuddha, pure. Just take a moment. Pure nature, body, speech, and mind. Seems like the form is empty, emptiness, form is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not form other than form, same thing. Om, body, speech, and mind, Sambhava, nature, Shuddha, pure. Take a moment, meditate on that, pure nature, body, speech, and mind. Sarva Dhamma, everything. The environment here you're living now, very practice that you're about to do, yourself, everything else, nature of everything else is pure. Pure nature, body, spirit, and mind, pure nature, everything, that's the essence of that, then you say, that's me. With that realization, or knowledge, or awareness, So then please visualize letter palm. If you are not initiated, then visualize the letter palm space before you. Distance, if you distance, is like the height of your body. The distance, 5 feet, 6 feet. Height, when you're sitting down on your third eye, that level. You don't have to look up, you don't have to look down. You can see perfectly fine when you're sitting like this. That level, okay, that height. If you are not initiated, if you're initiated, then you can utilize center of your heart, letter palm, form of light. Gradually, that palm transforms into lotus, beautiful lotus. Top of that lotus, the letter R. Gradually, the R transforms into Mundus. Your mind, as I said, if you are not initiated, you can visualize space before you, okay? I'm not going to say that again and again. If you are not initiated, then you visualize space before you, in front of you. Top of that Mundus, your mind. Become green thumb. Very bright. So the very green thumbs become Tara. Top on that Mundus, your mind become green thumb. So gradually the green thumb become Tara. Green in color. One says, two arm, two hand, right hand, supreme giving hand gestures. Left hand, mudra symbolizing three jewels and holding the upala flowers from the center to the heart, then right next to the ear. Leg is full water across. The hub water across. I'm not going to go into details of visualizations. Just visualize like that. If you can, so then visualize letter Om white on the crown, red R at throat, blue Hum at heart. Light emitted from there white, red, blue emitted from Om Ahu. Om located on the crown, A located in the throat, Hu located in the heart. Light emitted from there. Attract all the blessing from all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the 10 directions. The light, very light that images from your body, crown, throat, heart, attracts all the blessing from all the enlightened beings, Bodhisattvas, Dharma, Dakini, Dharma protectors. So now then we make offerings. So now we make offerings.
Now we'll do the offering.
Call mantra.
Three times.
Mm-hmm.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
Yes, 1 second. So if you are not able to follow this long version of blessing mantra, you can just say Om Ahu. So what you need to visualize here is like perfect offerings. When it's come down or test, perfect. There's no defect. When it's come down or test, when it's come down to color, there's no color defect, test defect, smell defect. When you say Om Ahu, Hu purify all the defect. Then transform all into nectar. For the sake of knowledge, there's no, when you say nectar, Actually, they're generally speaking, there are three types of nectars, you know, medicinal nectars, immortality nectars, inexhaustible nectars. There are three types of nectars. You can, for the sake of knowledge. Pass from all offering, when you say, Om, Ah, Hum, purify all the defect. Ah, pass from into nectar. Om then multiplies. So if you're not able to follow the longer version of the blessing mantra, whatever you call blessing mantra, the very mantra that bless also, you can serve as also offering mantra, same thing. Om Ahu can be blessed or can be offering mantra, both, you know, depend on your intentions. So if you're not able to follow the longer version of the blessing mantra, so then you can just say Om Ahu, okay? Oh yeah. Hmm? So then I'm
Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramodanaya Tathagataya Arahate Sammasambuddhaya Heyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Dhirya Vajra Maha Bodhi Chitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendopasam Kramana Vajra Sava Kava Avarana Vishodana Vajra Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramadanaya Tathagataya Arahate Sammasambuddhaya Heyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vidya Vajra Maha Bodhicitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendopasam Karmana Vajra Sava Kava Avarana Vishodana Vajra Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Vajrasara Pramodanaya Tathagataya Arahate Sammasambuddhaya Heyata Om Vajra Vajra Maha Vajra Maha Teja Vajra Maha Vidya Vajra Maha Bodhi Chitta Vajra Maha Bodhi Mendopasam Karmana Vajra Sava Kava Avarana Vishodana Vajra Soha.
So when you do that mantra at home, so you probably are supposed to use the bell. That's for second knowledge. Whenever you do cloud offering mantra, you are supposed to ring the bell. So, but for the sake of knowledge, unless you have some like. Ramana Chula already knows. I'm just telling you, if someone you out there don't know, so then suppose ring the bell. So, okay. Then what else? So then that is now offerings. So then after that, you have to say the praise. So then praise is here. Just one stanza, chete. So there's a recited stanza.
Okay. So we're not going to do the individual offerings?
Oh, sorry, the offering left. So I'm going to do the individual offering, yeah.
Om Maria Tare Sapari Vare Argam Praticha Hum Soha Om Maria Tare Sapari Vare Aryam Praticha Soha Om Maria Tare Sapari Vare Upe Pratichaye Soha Om Maria Tare Sapari Vare Upe Pratichaye Soha Om Maria Tare Sapari Vare Aroke Pratichaye Soha Om Maria Tare Sapari Vare Kende prachicha soha O Maria Tare Sapare Ware Nude Praticha Soha O Maria Tare Sapare Ware Shapta Praticha Soha O Maria Tare Sapare Ware Uma Devas and Titans bow down with their crowns at your lotus feet. I prostrate to the liberating mother who liberates from all misfortunes.
I will now discuss from
skip this.
Yeah, move up.
Okay. To the merit increasing mantra. Should we just start the mantra?
Just go home now once again.
Sorry.
What is that?
The Vajrasattva mantra we say after we do this.
Down. Go down.
Yeah, I don't see the let's see, let me see. Okay, I'm gonna stop sharing.
Cover. Show the screen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Geshe-la.
Bring up. maybe I know this. Maybe just go.
Oh, keep going. I'm sorry. Go up.
Go down, please. Go down.
By the way, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's good. Too.
Oh, sorry.
Now hold there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so now please meditate, okay? All my friends here, meditate. I'll read this.
Should I read this?
Yes.
Visualize a lotus at the center of your heart and a bright green tom atop it. The green tom is surrounded by the 10-syllable Arya Mother Tara mantra. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Soha. Light radiates from the bright green tum. The light first purifies sicknesses, obstacles, all negative karmas. Then it increases lifespan, good fortune, knowledge, experience, and realizations. Then the light radiates towards friends, family, strangers, everybody. The moment the light touches, it benefits them.
This is good. Some of the visualization to bring down visualization. Yeah, this is Lotus is the center of your heart. That the moon disk should be somewhere there, so I'm not sure how to put it. Top of your heart. Then on moon disk, you are supposed to visualize green thumb. So some of the moon disk needs to be there, so. Rangi took her on the center of my heart. Direct Jingo on Mundis. Center of your heart, there's Mundis. Top of the Mundis, then green thumb. Oh. So it's missing here, so maybe we can put it there later on. Light radiated from the bright green thumb together with the circle of mantra, not just thumb of the mantra. Light radiated from the bright green thumb and also plus mantra. Which is like rosary, like sitting, like rounding. Like rosary, like standing clockwise. So light rigid from thumb and together with this mantra, this surrounding the thumb in clockwise, like rosary. So power needs to be there. So then light
The light radiates from the bright green thumb and the 10-syllable mantra rosary. The light first purifies sickness. All negative karmas. And then it increases lifespan, good fortune, knowledge, experience, and realizations. Then the light radiates toward friends, family, strangers, everybody. The moment the light touches, it benefits them.
The last part.
The moment the light touches, it benefits them.
Oh, yeah. So now the mantra, increasing mantra.
Om Sambara Sambara Vimana Sara Mahasava Hum. Om Mara Mana Vimana Kara Mahasava Hum. Om Sambara Sambara Vimana Sara Mahasava Hum. Om Mara Mara Vimana Kara Mahasava Hum. Om Sambara Sambara Vimana Sara Mahasava Hum. Om Mara Mara Vimana Kara Mahasava Hum. Om Rutsi Ramani Taratara Hum. Om Rutsi Ramani Taratara Hum. Om Rutsi Ramani Taratara Hum. Okay, so now we'll say the verse of praise. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Tude liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara.
Oh, yeah, so maybe recite 21 times, then recite three malas of mantra.
So 21 times out loud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Thank you.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Yeah, so now the seven verses of the mantra.
Did you say seven?
Yeah, seven, yeah. Maybe 21 sounds better. Yeah. So what time is it now?
11 past 11.
It's been like more than an hour?
Oh, it's about an hour.
So after the watch of the mantra, then take break, 5 minute break, so then come back, or 5 or 10 minute break. So first, some of the watch of the mantra 21 times.
Really thinking of just your name, eradicates all obstacles, and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus do you unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make frustration.
Very good.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapati Sharido Mebhava Sutokayo Mebhava Supokayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvaside Meprayacha Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaha Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathagata Vajra mame mucha vajra pava maha samaya sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manu palaya vajra sato teno pa tishto dido me bawa sato kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva sede me prayacha sarva karma chitta me chitam shiyam kuruhum Ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tathagata Vajra mame mucha vajra pava maha samaya Sato ahum te Om vajra sato samaya manu palaya Vajra sato teno pa tishto dido me bawa Sato kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa Anurakto me bawa sarva sede me prayacha Sara karma sutame chitam shriyam kuruhum. Ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tathagata. Ajre mame munche vajra pava maha samaya. Sato ahum te om vajra.
Kamala, people can say silently, so you don't need to chant. People can say, maybe it's too much for you. So people can just chant. Just recite, okay? Silently recite, rest.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Chishtadido Mebhava Sutokayo Mebhava Supokayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meprayach Sara Karma Sustame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ahahaho Bhagavana Sarvatastakata Ajima me moshe pasha pa maha samaya sato ahum te.
Is that 21?
Oh, I did 21.
Huh?
21?
Yes. Okay.
Was that too fast?
No, it's good. Oh, yeah. So now Lamala, the stanza, dedication stanza, you remember? Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Gewa di nu du du pyo ne do wa chi kya ma lu pa te yi sa la ke pa sho.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much. So now take maybe a 5 minute, 10 minute break. So then come back. So then we'll say 21,000 praises 7 times. Okay. After that. So then we'll finish. So take a break. Oh, yeah. David and Karen, are you in the attic? Are you staying?
Yes, we are. It's the room above our garage.
Oh, it looks very comfortable.
It is. This is where we have our altar, Geshe-la.
Oh, Ninja.
So we can see it in front of us.
Oh, very good. Wonderful. Oh,
Sorry, I had a washer and dryer delivered.
Is all the taken care of?
Yeah, they were supposed to come at noon and they came early. It's all good. Time for now. I have time for this.
Geshe-la, when we are doing the beginning visualization and we visualize that first syllable, the pam, what color is that?
That's the only one. There's no color.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no specific colors we mentioned, Shukla. So both sim, pam and ah, both letters. Didn't mention the color.
Okay, thank you very much, Geshe-la.
Geshe-la, I have a question. Ooh. When I do offerings on my altar, I say the offering cloud mantra, but I don't usually use a bell at that time. I do it in a practice like this, but should I be using the bell then?
Yeah, when you do tara practice, it's good to use bell. Yeah.
But if I'm just making offerings on my altar every day and I say the offering cloud mantra at that time, use the bell?
If you're not driving talk crazy, so then you can use. Some people get very upset, you know, when they go to Walmart, Target, during the Christmas time, somebody ring, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
People used to get upset. You know, so like we are sensitive beings, so so that if it doesn't bother somebody else at your home, the toll, if it doesn't bother toll, so be like, so
yeah, he's very easygoing.
Yeah, that's good. So then,
okay, thank you.
Every time, so oh yeah, alhamdulillah. So then, call now.
So we start with invitation.
Oh, yeah.
From the Potala, I invite the 21 Taras,
mm-hmm.
together with my own Lama and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the space before me. Omahum, Omahum, Omahum.
So maybe it's better to pause a little bit and think. So please, can you say it again?
From the Potala, I invite the 21 Taras. Together with my own Lama and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the, to the space before me. Then you can visualize all the offerings. Omahum, Omahum, Omahum. Omariyatare, Sapariware, Idam Balimtam, Ka Ka Kai Kai. Om Ariyatare, Sapariware, Idam Balimtam, Ka Ka Kai Kai. Om Ariyatare, Sapariware, Idam Balimtam, Ka Ka Kai. And reverently I prostrate to the Venerable Aryatara and all the conquering Buddhas and their sons who reside in 10 directions throughout the past, present, and future. I offer flowers, incense, and butter lamps, perfume, food, music, and the like, both actually arranged here and those mentally transformed. Please accept them, Assembly of Aryataras. I declare all that I have done from beginning this time until now, my mind under the slave delusion, the 10 non-virtues, and the 5 heinous crimes. I rejoice in whatever virtuous merit has been accumulated throughout the 3 times by hearers, self-realizers, bodhisattvas, and ordinary beings. I request you to turn the wheel of Dharma, the great, small, and common vehicles, in accordance with the intentions of all sentient beings and suited to their individual minds. I beseech you to remain until samsara ends and not pass away to the state beyond sorrow. Please, with your boundless compassion, look upon all beings drowning in the ocean of suffering. May whatever merit I have accumulated be totally transformed into the cause of enlightenment, and may I become without a long passage of time the glorious deliverer benefiting all migrating beings. Geshe-la, should we do the mandala offering of the 37 heaps?
Yeah. Okay. Say in English. The English there's no English. Is there English? No.
Not in this version, but I can.
Yeah, the maybe the Ramula chant, understand the chant. Or short, yeah.
Oh, the short one, just the short mandal offering?
Mm-hmm. Just chant out.
Okay. Saji Perki Shu Shimetog Tamni Rabniji Ni Body song do me
Ramla, can you say one time in English, please? What you want to say?
This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, or continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. May my perfect, pure guru's life be long, and his white actions flourish in the 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losang Drapa always remain, dispelling the darkness of the transmigratory beings of the 3 levels. Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Niryatayami.
Oh, yeah. 7 times.
Okay. The attitude to have toward Aryamartha Tara while reciting 21 Tara phrases, you know what is best for me, that attitude with devotion. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Amish Tara swift heroic, eyesight lightning instantaneous, strong promoting statements of the Lord of Theorist True Bone Lotus. Amish she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with my grace resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Amish golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Amish crown of Tathagata, section shrined without limit, delight all my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Amish filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Amish worship by the All Lord, Shaka Anibama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandhavas Yakshas. Amish with her train pace down, destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Amish Ture very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is sayer of all enemies. Amish at the heart her fingers, adorn her with ritual mudra, like a masses all excited, all directions will adorn her. Amish she's so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, her foe laughing with Sutade, subjugating Mara's devas. Amish she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune. Amish crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Amish in with wreath ablaze like yond ending fire abiding, rushes left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Amish who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Amish happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amish she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Amish today we see letter of the shape of syllable, whom rapid dancing six to three worlds, mirror mandara and vindya. Amish holding in her hand the hammer moon of Deva life form, with my spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Amish whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels tensions and conflicts. Amish whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish full of liberating power by the set of three natures, dresses of the spirit yakshas and race corpus supreme today. These praises with true mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Amish towers with heroic, I sight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Thirvers, Tribon Lotus. Amish she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Amish golden blue and lotus, waterborne in hand adorn it, giving effort calm austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Amish crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Amish filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Amish worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Anibama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandhavas Yakshas. Amish with her tra and pay sound, destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Amish Ture very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was sayer of... Amish at the heart her fingers, adorn her with ritual mudra, five masters all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Amish sees so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, Rafa laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Amish she able to summon all our guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Amish crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Amish with wreath ablaze like yond ending fire abiding, rushes left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Amishi who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beat, scowling with the lesser whom the seven levels she just conquered. Amish happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who still this beast nirvana, she and that was omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amish she was joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes omen knowledge mantra, arranged mother of the ten letters. Amish today received letter of the shape of syllable whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Amish holding in her hand the hymnic moon of Deva-like form with white Sokantara Enpe, totally dispelling poison. Amish she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in a joyful splendor, she dispels entrings and conflicts. Amish she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Saisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, trusts of the spirit, yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with your mantras and prostration, thus are 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Amish tower swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zero's tribune lotus. Amish, she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with my race resplendent as a thousand star collection. Amish, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne in hand adorned, giving every calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Amish, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumphant without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Amish filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Amish worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the House of Spirits, Corpses Gandhavas Yakshas. Amish with the tray and pay sound, destroying close magic diagrams, every pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Amish today very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Amish at the heart her fingers, ordering her with ritual mudra. Lively masses all excited, all directions filled adorn her. Amish she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Amish she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with the home sign, saving from every misfortune. Amish crown adorned with crescent, moon on order most for shining, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal. Amish she must be the blaze light, beyond ending fire abiding, rush of left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Amish she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Amish happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who still this peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amish she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes omen knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Amish today received letter of the shape of syllable whom by the Samsung sixes three rows, Meru Mandara and Vindhya. Amish holding in her hand the hermit moon of Deva-like form with my spoken Tara Enpe, totally dispelling poison. Amish whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels dreams and conflicts. Amish whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Saisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Joseph of the spirit, yakshas, and resource courses supreme today. These praises with through mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Amish shower, sister heroic, I said lighting and sustain us from provoking songs, statements of the lotus heroes, true bone lotus. Amish, she whose face combines a hundred odd and moons at fullest, blazing with five faces splendid as a thousand star collection. Amish, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Amish crown of Tathagata, sections triumph without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Amish feeling with Tatare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Amish worshipped by the Yalor, Shaka'ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, Kortasus, Gandavas, Yakshas. Amish with Sutra and Pace bound, destroying both magic diagrams, for repressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Amish today very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning Lotus visage, she was slayer of all enemies. Amish at the heart of fingers, I'll join her with Sutra Mudra, my brain mass is all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Amish, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning emitting garlands of light, we're full laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Amish, she able to summon all her guardians' assembly, shaking frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Amish, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending ambush light eternal. Amish in with feet ablaze like eon denning fire abiding, rush of lift and joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Amish she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Amish happy versus peaceful, she who field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amish, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, feeds his human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Amish, today we see letter of the shapeless syllable whom by the sampa shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Amish holding in her hand the hamak wound of Deva-like form, with spikes spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Amish, you whom gods and their kings and the kin arise to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bedrooms and conflicts. Amish, you whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Saisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, dresses of the spirit, yakshas, and brings corporate supreme today. These praises with her mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Amish tower assist heroic, as I like being instantaneous, from promoting statements of the lotus rivers, true bone lotus. Amish, she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons as fullest, blazing with five races splendid, as a thousand star collection. Amish golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and head adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Amish crown of Tathagata, sections triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Amish filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Amish worshipped by the Yalor, Shaka'ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandalfas Yakshas. Amish with the threat and pace down, destroying post-magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Amish today very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who is sayer of all enemies. Amish at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Rito Mudra, life and mass is all excited, all directions will adorn her. Amish, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, or full laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Amish, she able to summon all her guardians' assembly, shaking frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Amish Krana Donut Crescent, Unanonimus Mushani, Amitabha Inner Hair Not, Sending Out Much Light Eternal. Amishim with Fritha Blaze, like Yond Ending Fire Abiding, Rasha's Left and Choice Around You, Troops of Enemies Destroying. Amishi who strikes the ground with her palm and with those with beats, standing with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Amish happy versus peaceful, she who still disputes Nirvana, she endowed with soul and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amishi with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, iron smut of the ten letters. Amish Ture with seed letter of the shape of syllable whom by perceptive six of three worlds may Rumandara and Vindya. Amish holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva like form with five spoken Tara and Pay totally dispelling poison. Amish you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels and fiends and conflicts. Amishi whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my sorrow and tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, dresses of the spirit, yakshas, and race corporate supreme today. These praises with through mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our assist heroic, our sight-lighting instantaneous, from promoting stamens of the Lord of Spirits, true bone lotus. Homage to his face combined, a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with vibrations resplendent, as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, border-born in head and ornate, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Amish crown of Tathagata, section shines without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Amish filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven wolves, able to draw forth all beings. Amish worshipped by the Yalor, Shaka Anibama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses as Ganavas Yakshas. Amish with her chant and pay sound, just showing post magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Amish today very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was sounding lotus visage, who was sayer of all enemies. Amish at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jamudra, vibrant masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Amishi so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, ruffle laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Amishi able to summon Ara's guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Amish crown adorned crescent, moon on honor must was shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Amishi with streets ablaze like beyond ending fire abiding, our steps and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Amishi able to summon, Amishi who strikes the ground with her palm and with her feet, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Amishi happy spiritual peaceful, she who feels his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amishi with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Amish to it, we see letter of the shapeless syllable, whom by the seven sticks of three roads, Miru Mandara and Vindya. Amish holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva like form, with five spoken Tara and Pay, totally dispelling poison. Amish you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels and dreams in conflicts. Amishi whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with eyes Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, persists of the spirit, yakshas, and race corporate supreme today. These praises with her mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Om Afrashri to the noble transcendent liberator. Amishtara sift heroic, I selecting instantaneous, now from opening statements of the Lord who's here at your bone lotus. Amishi whose state combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Amish golden blue and lotus, water born in hand and adorning, giving every common stairties, patience, meditation, her sphere. Amish crown of Tathagata, section joined without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Amish filling with the Tare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Amish worship by the Yalor, Shaka Anibama Maru, honored by the house of spirits, courses with Gandhas of Yakshas. Amish with their tray and pay sound, destroying plasmatic diagrams, perfect pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Amish to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Amish at the harder fingers, adorn her with Rija Mudra, my fame masses all excited, all directions feels adorn her. Amish is so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, we're so laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Amish is able to summon Arlen's guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Amish crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments more shining, Amitabha air and hair not, sending out much light eternal. Amish with feet ablaze like eon ending fire abiding, ourselves up and joys around you, troops of enemies destroying. Amishi who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scouting with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Amish at the virtuous peaceful, she who feels this peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amishi with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes whom a knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Amish Ture reads his letter of the shape of syllable whom by the sense he shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Amish holding in her hand the hymnic moon of Deva-like form with my spoken Tara Enthe, totally dispelling poison. Amish you whom God and their kings and the king arise to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels entrance and conflicts. Amish used two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Saitara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, justice of the spirit, yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with her mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, we grant it all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pass all the sufferings of torments caused by spears, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. O compassionate and venerable subduing goddesses, may the infinite beings, including myself, soon purify the two obscurations and complete both collections so that we may attain full and perfect enlightenment. For all my lifetimes until I reach this stage, may I know the sublime happiness of humans and gods, and so may I become fully omniscient. Please pacify quickly all obstacles, spirits, obstructions, epidemics, diseases, and so forth, the various causes of untimely death, bad dreams and omens, the eight fears and other afflictions, and make it so that they no longer exist. They may the mundane and supramundane collections of all excellent auspicious qualities and happiness. May all wishes be fulfilled naturally and effortlessly without exception. May I strive to realize and increase the sacred karma and beholding your sublime face. May my understanding of emptiness and the precious mind of enlightenment increase like the moon waxing full. May I be reborn from an extremely beautiful and holy lotus in the joyous and noble mandal of the conqueror, and may I attain whatever prophecy I receive in the presence of Amitabha, Buddha of infinite light. O deity whom I have accomplished from previous lifetimes, the enlightened action of the three times Buddhas, blue, green, one face and two arms, the swift pacifier. O mother holding an Utpala flower, may you be auspicious. Whatever your body, O mother of conquerors, whatever your retinue, your lifespan in pure land, whatever your name, most noble and holy, may I and all others attain only these. By the force of these praises and requests made to you, may all diseases, poverty, fighting, and quarrels be calmed. May the precious Dharma and everything auspicious increase throughout the worlds and directions where I and all others dwell.
Yeah, please continue.
Oh, okay. I can dissolve the visualization.
Yes, sir.
Trikula, can you take over from now?
Sure. So we will dissolve the visualization.
Mm-hmm.
So by making these requests, Tara's nectar flows from the 21 Tara's bodies into your crown chakra, and your body is filled with nectar. Think deep down from your heart that all the negative actions created since beginningless time have been purified. Obstacles and sicknesses caused by negative karma have been purified. Then think that your lifespan, fortune, realizations, and all good qualities have increased. All the 21 Taras dissolve into the main green Tara. And the main Tara dissolves into you, remains in the center of your heart, and blesses you. And now the dedications. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may quickly attain the state of Arya Tara and place all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And now the long life prayers. The land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the Snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold this endures moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjinas victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long.
Thank you so very much, Excellence. Thank you for coming, all of you. So have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Enjoy. thank you very much.
Thank you,
Ramula. Thank you, Chukila. Thank you, Domasi. Thank you, all of you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Lamala.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Lamala.
Thank you, everybody. Gracias.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Arrivederci. Thank you, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.